This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper was denied access yesterday to a future ICE facility in the town of Hudson. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Senator John Hickenlooper said he was conducting a congressional oversight visit of the new Bighorn Correctional Facility. In a video posted on social media, he said he informed ICE of his visit, but was still denied access.
This facility could dramatically expand immigration detention in Colorado and make it even harder for families and their lawyers to reach out and talk to detainees. That's unacceptable.
ICE approved a $39 million contract for GEO to operate the Bighorn Correctional Facility for 6 months. That's according to documents obtained by the ACLU of Colorado. The private prison group also operates the ICE facility in Aurora and was the only company offered the contract. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The state government is overhauling its IT office. The Governor's Office of Information Technology handles the tech behind the scenes for many state agencies. It has laid off 173 employees, which is expected to save $4 million in the first year and $8 million annually thereafter. Officials say the job cuts are not related to AI. They say the changes were spurred by negative feedback, including dismal customer satisfaction surveys, complaints, and negative audits. This is CPR News. The time is now 9:06.